Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. There's long been a desire for a grocery store in downtown to help build the energy of the urban core as a residential area. It looks like the City of San Antonio and HEB are nearing a deal, but part of that could include the closing of a block of Main Street where HEB has its headquarters right now. That has King William residents concerned, as well as some others, about traffic flow and access to places in the area like the Commander's House, a city-run senior center. This half hour, we're talking about the HEB proposal and what it means for downtown and for the King William neighborhood. James Rodriguez is joining us. He is with Main Access. And also we have Dia Campos. She is the HEB Public Affairs Director. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we welcome phone calls. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. If you've got a question or a comment to our guest, call in. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org or go directly to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. So let me ask James Rodriguez of Main Access. So you are like a neighborhood group trying who's concerned about what's going to happen to Main Street. What are the concerns?
Well, the principal concern is access into downtown and out of downtown from the core of our city. All of the county offices are in the core of downtown. The courthouse is in the core of downtown. And Main Avenue.
Because Main Street is a great – it takes you right there to the courthouse.
It's a direct route from the south side of town to the middle of downtown. And it was actually opened up in 1948 or 1949 by the city for just that purpose because the traffic conditions were so deplorable. That's a quote from a newspaper article. So deplorable at the time on South Flores and South St. Mary's that they thought they needed another route into and out of downtown.
Okay, so Dia, the HEB, why do y'all want Main that street? What's going to happen if y'all close that street?
Right, so closing Main Street, there are several different reasons. The closure of Main was part of the original proposal that we submitted in response to the city's RFI to build a downtown location at the proposed store location on the corner of Chavez and South Flores. We would need to close Main in order to relocate and reconfigure parking for the proposed store site. Apart from the opening of a downtown store, eventually with the expansion plans for the HEB downtown campus at the Arsenal location, we would eventually have to ask the city and our neighborhood for permission to close the street in order to adequately expand and use of the buildings that we have purchased to renovate and expand our corporate office.
So closing the street, you're not going to turn it into a parking lot, right? Is that what you're saying?
Part of the street would accommodate parking for the store in the sense that we would reconfigure parking for our employees who are currently parking at the location where the store is proposed to be built.
Okay. But because I've seen like a drawing and it seemed like it was more of a green space.
Exactly. What you cannot see in that drawing is that the parking on the east side of Main, which is currently you see a stucco wall that divides our corporate office from the current street, we would remove that wall and expand our current parking lot into Main Street and also green up the entire perimeter of our office and internally. So you would not see physical parking on Main once we would be complete with the construction, but it allows us to reconfigure parking for our employees in order to accommodate the store and parking for the store.
Many people have not seen the HEB headquarters, which is called the Arsenal. Why is it called the Arsenal?
You know, the HEB headquarters is called the Arsenal because it is it's technically an old arsenal. It was originally built to serve as a replacement for the Alamo.
So it's a historic site.
It is definitely a historic site, and we are very proud of it. We're very proud of the renovations that we have done at the Arsenal site, and we continue to do those.
And across the street from the Arsenal, across from Main, is the Commander's House, which shares in that military legacy. And that's now a senior center run by the city of San Antonio. And what do y'all propose with that?
Right. So currently, the program at the Commander's House, a senior nutrition center, is a joint program between the city and HEB. HEB actually funds to the tune of several thousand dollars a year to fund all of the food and programs at that nutrition center. Currently, when seniors enter the property, they are actually entering through the back door of the property. They enter
not on Main, but on Flores.
No, off of Main Street is the back door of the Commander's House.
Okay.
So the current entrance that seniors are taking is technically through the kitchen. And the Commander's House is actually a really beautiful location. And if listeners have not been out there, I encourage you to see it. It is one of the crown jewels of our city and in a park that that people really do not gain as much access to as they should. So in our proposal with the reconfiguration of South Main and then with the building of the store and the reconfiguration of our corporate headquarters, we are actually proposing to invest into the Commander's House, take down the chain link fences with razor wire that you see now, and really open up the park to restore its public meaning. You know, it used to be a really popular parade ground where the military would enter into, and the Commander's House was the entrance to the arsenal. And we would like to reconfigure the entrance to our corporate headquarters to go in off of South Flores and to pass by the historic Commander's House and really open up that space for a more green area.
So James Rodriguez of Main Access, I mean, she's talking, we're seeing these plans, they look gorgeous, but you guys are concerned about, well, where's all the traffic going to go?
Well, it's a concern, and you're right. If you look at the plans, which have been available in the newspaper and online, you can see that HEB has clearly done a lot of work to try to make this proposal a beautiful thing, and it is. There's no doubt about it. We are concerned about the traffic, of course, and I do want to make a quick statement about what you stated about the green space and the parking. If you do look at the plans that HEB has released, there is green space covering the south portion of the street that is proposed to be closed, and then additional parking, surface parking, single-layer parking over the north part of that. We believe that there's a better way to use that land, if at all. And so there doesn't appear to be in HEB's plans a necessity for closing it in the first place. But to answer your question about the traffic, there's a couple of issues here. One is that HEB has proposed bringing a lot of their employees from other locations around town into downtown, up to 1,600 by, I guess, 2040 or so, 2030 perhaps. There's also a hotel going in at the corner of Cesar Chavez and Flores. There's also 350 apartment units going in at the corner of South St. Mary's and Cesar Chavez, and there's a number of developments going up and down Flores and other streets. All of this is looking to double or triple the traffic on South Flores in the next 20 years. If Main Avenue is closed, then all of that traffic has to go over to South Flores. There's not going to be a relief valve running into or out of downtown without that street open.
While we're talking about HEB and downtown, there's great plans for the expansion of the Arsenal, HEB's headquarters, but at a cost, the closing of that block on Main Street. We want to hear what you have to say about the topic. We've got a couple of callers. We're going to get them on the air right after this break. If you want to join the queue to get your question in, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we will be back after 1 minute. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Right now we're talking about the HEB proposal for downtown. They want to expand their campus, which is on the Riverwalk on Cesar Chavez and Main, but they want to close Main and then expand it. That would also help bring in a downtown grocery store. There are some folks who are concerned, an organization called Main Access. James Rodriguez joining us to talk about that. Also, we have Dia Campos. She is the HEB Public Affairs Director. We're also getting calls in. People have got questions and comments. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 614-8980. Let's go ahead and go straight to the calls. Let's get Al on the line. Al, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, congratulations to HEB for their plans. I hope they make it like a central market and not like the market on Fredericksburg Road, which they did have to close off Fredericks, the beginning of West Avenue.
Right, the infamous HEB number 5.
Yeah, good old HEB. Andy used to be nearby. Yeah, if they do a good job, I'm sure the traffic flow will be okay. And if not, there's still some options left open. I'm sure that the architects have made some kind of, backup plan Bs to, ensure the easy flow of traffic. So that should not concern the people that are worried about it being like a dead end. It seems like it's going to be a dead end, but there will be plenty of access. And if they widen, that's the only thing that I would recommend.
Okay, Al, thank you for that call. I think we got your point that you are supporting of it and that you want to see, make sure that we get the traffic flow going in the right direction. So, Dia, let me ask you, are there consultations going on with people who know about traffic flow looking at this situation?
Absolutely. We have a great team of people working on this project. And also one thing I wanted to mention is something that the listeners of this program get to benefit from that you can't necessarily read in print is the fact that that we are neighbors. You know, we live in an area, in a beautiful neighborhood, and the King William folks and the HEB folks, we are neighbors first. We treat and respect each other just like family. And we go through the same, conversations that other neighbors do. You know, when their dog's barking too loud, we get calls about our FedEx truck, coming too early. And so we are consulting with our neighbors. We've had several meetings. You know, James and I have seen each other a lot more over the past few weeks than we usually do. But our neighbors are a very important source of information to us. And we hear their concerns loud and clear. And we are just as concerned about the traffic and the possible impact to King William. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that those issues are addressed and taken care of.
So, James Rodriguez of Main Access, are you hearing things that make you feel like we're going in the right direction, or is the HEB just saying nice words, but then when it comes to actually to their execution, they're not so nice?
Oh, no, not at all. I like to echo what Dia said, that we are neighbors first. I mean, we really love each other in that neighborhood. We work very closely together, and that's been the practice of HEB from every experience I've ever had with them. They've approached the neighborhood organizations with their plans. It's not something that they would have to do, of course, but they've done it willingly. And we appreciate that. We think that's a great way to live and work in that community. The plans that they've recently presented to us have evolved from an original state that we hadn't seen before. So we're hopeful that these plans will continue to evolve to a point where perhaps we can reach something that we can agree on. And your caller asked about other potential developments to try to handle these traffic issues and other issues there. There's lots of other ideas that we've proposed that HEB is perhaps more expert in testifying to, but for example, building up and over the street rather than across the street, building up on the land that they currently have, using several different parcels that they have in their possession. There are lots of other possibilities, and we're not sure what HEB is willing necessarily to do about those, but we'd like to continue the conversation.
Yeah, so a sky bridge, a pedestrian bridge, is that something, so the traffic flow would still continue, and HEB workers wouldn't have to cross the street?
Yeah, we've looked at several different concepts, and we continue to look at those, and nothing has been ruled out. We would like the street to be closed in order to expand our campus, and also if the store is approved by the city council, then we'll need to reconfigure parking for some way for the store. But we're still working on this. I mean, this is something that we are committed to working on with our neighbors and with the consultants and with the city.
All right, let's go back to the phones. The number is 614-8980. Rose is on the line. Rose, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. If HEB really needed the street for a closed campus, why didn't it participate in the Lone Star plan with its neighbors rather than springing it on us as a surprise?
What is the Lone Star plan, Rose?
That Lone Star is a city publicly funded and vetted community plan that calls for high-density mixed use for the properties around the arsenal, complete streets, and increased access to the commander's house. It never contemplated a super block, which is what a closed campus would bring us. And I'm just curious to know why HEB didn't join us in that public process.
Okay, Rose, thanks for the call, and we'll see if Dia can answer that. Can you?
You know, I've heard this Lone Star plan mentioned a few times. I don't believe we were asked or to participate. Perhaps we were, but we're not very much aware of it. I understand that this report states that our property is underutilized, which is absolutely not the case, with nearly 2,000 employees coming to the arsenal every day. And so I'm really not well-informed on that plan, so I really cannot speak to it.
So, James, did y'all participate in the Lone Star plan?
The various neighborhood associations did, and I can speak to the plan. I've studied it carefully, and what Dia mentioned about the underutilization of the Arsenal property, the city has a map in that Lone Star Community Plan, which is available online for anybody who would like to download and take a look at it. The map shows each downtown property in the area with a color code as to how it's being used and how the city would like it to be used. So, for example, right now, the HEB Arsenal property is marked as being underutilized. With the investments that HEB proposes, I believe that that'll change that color, and hopefully will make us all part of that community. The Lone Star Community Plan, though, is not the only plan that the city has. There's also the SA 2020 plan. There's a downtown transportation plan. There's an overall transportation plan funded by the Metropolitan Planning Organization. All of these plans have indicated that Main Avenue is a vital route into and out of downtown. There's not been a plan yet that has discounted the importance of Main Avenue, and so that's why we're trying to keep it open. In addition to that, there's a bike plan, which identifies Main Avenue as the safest downtown bike route, and it's recommended on all of the city's recommended bike routes.
Now, isn't there like a plan for a bike path that goes through the campus if it does become a super block?
We are planning a significant bike path that would go along the perimeter of our campus, but the larger bike path would be on South Lourdes to make pedestrian access and cycling access more friendly, leading up into the store. You know, it's our goal that if we're going to build this downtown store, that we're going to build the best store possible and the store that's going to have the best access for cyclists and for pedestrians.
All right, let's get Emil on the line. Emil, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. My name's Emil, and my point is, I think it would be a great opportunity for the city and for HEB and the community to go through a process of meeting and try to come up with some options in terms of how to address the issues in terms of not closing Main Street. One of the things would be to institute or create the ability to have a parking structure that would obviously create more density in the area because you'd have more cars being able to be parked on the property, therefore creating more density along Main Street, and it'd be more of an urbanism type concept. The city of San Antonio actually, a number of years back, to redevelop Houston Street, took it upon themselves with the developer and created the Travis parking garage to help parking in that area to create, you know, the need for parking for Houston Street. So that was a way of addressing that issue. So I think if HEB would want to try to have like a public get-together meeting, there's a lot of professional people as city planner and architect, I'd be more than happy to participate in that process to try to address those issues and help the need of the community and HEB to create a more new urbanism type concept.
All right, Emil, let's take this to our guest here. So any chance of a parking garage being a solution?
You know, a parking garage actually is in our longer-term plan. As we expand west of Main, we do plan to construct a new office building that would include a parking garage. And as we expand and as HEB grows as a company, you know, we have hundreds of visitors that come to see us a week. And so creating a parking garage will be part of that discussion.
So this building, this new super campus that HEB wants to build with the closing of the street, we're hearing about almost 2,000 more employees coming to the area and the introduction of a school for a cooking school and some test kitchens and all sorts of new additions that would add to the development of downtown. That's got people excited, and it would also, wouldn't that kind of help the neighborhood a little bit there?
Well, there's no question that the proposals that HEB has revealed recently would improve the neighborhood. That's absolutely out of the, there's no question about that. But the problems that are generated by the closure of Main Avenue, while they don't necessarily supersede those improvements, it seems like they could be avoided and to help benefit the community even further rather than take two steps forward and two steps back. The last caller,
Emil
mentioned that he'd like to see the community get together and talk about these issues, and I think that's a great idea. In fact, we're hoping to publicize a forum, a community forum, on November the 4th at 6 p.m. at UTSA downtown to deal with these exact issues. And we're going to have people there from both sides to discuss things and hopefully come up with some proposals that might be palatable to both the HEB Corporation and ourselves.
All right. Definitely want to thank Dia Campos, HEB Public Affairs Director, and James Rodriguez of Maine Access joining us this afternoon to talk about this exciting proposal for HEB. It's still in flux. There's still a lot of negotiations going on. But thanks also to our callers who called in with their questions and comments. Couldn't get to everybody. But thanks for joining us. This is interesting, still in development. We don't know what we're going to get, but it sounds like it's going to be something fantastic. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.